Thank you, Naza. I could not have said it better myself. But that's what the unique part about my father. Everybody who came to Menachem Avil started with the sentence, "Haya li kesher miyuchad im Rav Kupperman." After a while, it became funny. Because we had thousands and thousands and more thousands who came in, and each one came with that first sentence. "Haya li kesher miyuchad." I had a special kesher with Rav Kupperman. And we are wondering until now, how did he manage to do that? He had his own seven children, and then each and every student felt that he was like a father to her. How did he do it? Students came with bags full of postcards and letters that he wrote to them. Whenever he got an invitation for a wedding, a bar mitzvah, he'll send a personal card, and people saved it. How did he have the time? He seemed to be never in a rush. You know, when someone comes to my office and asks me, "Can I meet with you?" I said, "Yeah, 2 minutes, what do you want?" My father never. Come in, he'll talk to you, he'll explain to you, he'll research, he'll think. And we know how much each second was precious to him. We know that. We don't know how he managed to do whatever he did. Writing all the sfarim is a full-time job. Running Mechlala is a full-time job. Doing everything he did is more than a full-time job. And still, he was always doing and doing. About 2.5 years ago, he was not a youngster anymore. He made a list. All the sfarim he has to learn before he goes to Olam Haba. He had a list. Talmud Yerushalmi, Sefer Daniel, Divrei Hayamim, Abarbanel al Kol HaTanach, and for each task, he had a chevrusa. And the Shloshim im Erz Hashem, we are making a siyumim. And those things that he started, unfortunately, did not finish, but his chevrusas are finishing it. My father was, we always said, the whole year is one big Simchas Torah. Anybody who knew my father knows exactly what I'm talking about. He loved learning. And whatever it is, he loved learning. He had such a brilliant mind, such open mind, not only one thing. He loved to learn anything. Teachers in Mechlala gave him books that they wrote and secular studies. He had a book about physics, something, I don't even know how to read it. The professor said that he got the best comments from my father. He loved to learn, he loved to explore. He was a person, a real person, a Torah Derech Eretz, the real McCoy. In personality and in wisdom and in breadth. But more than the most favorite, beloved activity for him was teaching. More than even learning. He even asked us on his matzeva, and it is in his will, that we shall write, Ve'et Yehuda shalach lefanav lehorot. This is a pasuk that he felt is mamish what he wanted to do. His whole life he was teaching. He started to teaching unofficially when he was 10 years old in Ireland. I don't know how many of you know, my father grew up an orphan. His father died when my father was 11. And he was one of six. And his mother, my grandmother, Allah Shalom, managed to raise a family in Ireland, six children, all from. How crazy is that? My father came to Israel, to Hebron Yeshiva, when he was so young. He went to Gateshead. He did things that who heard about? But he was a very unique individual, and he had his emes from day one. And when he thought that something is right, the world can turn over 50 times, he'll do it. When he opened Mechlala, he was attacked from left and right. I remember that. But he kept on going. He thought it's important, and he did it. We don't know why he did it until today, because when he opened Mechlala, he was a principal of a yeshiva high school for boys, a very, very popular principal. He was learning half a day in Kollel. Me'en Olam Haba, what's your problem? Why are you getting into trouble? But he saw that something had to get done with women's education. He always told me, Mechlala was created for me. I believed it. I was the oldest, and he always used to tell me, what am I going to do with you? Where am I going to send you? University, not an option. Bais Yaakov those days, not an option. What am I going to do with you? He said, okay, so I'm opening a new school. It's called Mechlala. Even the word Mechlala was a chiddush. There was no such word in Israel at those days. Mechlala was the first Mechlala open. And from the word hakol, that everything should be there. People think later on it's because of the word kolel. That was not the idea. But mechlala, because hakol nimtza sham. He opened it with 18 students. Mechlala has today over 2,500 students. Whoever thought about it? We have over 500 men on campus now. That was his biggest joy. He loved it. He loved to hear what's going on in education. He loves to hear about new schools. He loved it. The night before he passed away, Sunday night, when I spoke to him, I said, Abba, what are you doing? אני מכין שיעור, אולי מחר יהיה לי כוח ללמד. He did not teach for the last 6 months. He was very, very sick. But what kept him going, אולי מחר אני אלמד. He had to start dialysis the week he passed away. And the only reason he agreed for that, because the doctor said that if it would be successful, he can go back to teach. Teaching was his life. When he was in Chevron Yeshiva, he was teaching the boys. He loved to teach. And you all know there's no teacher like him. He started on time. He finished on time. He never looked at the watch. It was like something beyond my understanding. You tell him, you come to Sher Bachos, they ask him to speak. How long do I have? 5 minutes? And the dot will finish. And he will not look at the clock. Classes in my time were an hour and a half. Then was Iridat HaDorot. Classes were cut to 50 minutes, but always on time. It was unbelievable. And he never gave Musar. But you understood what he wanted to say. He had this Irish sense of humor that he will give you the message and you will get it. And anybody who was in Mechlala will know and will continue, will say it with me, that B.A. Ben Adam comes before the B.A., the degree. And after you are Ben Adam, you are B.T., Ben Torah. And then the Mr. comes before the Masters, and the Ima comes before the M.A. And I see all the Mechlala girls are laughing, because he managed to give us priorities. What comes first, what comes later, what's more important. And he had this kind of sentences that we call it, in addition to Ivrit, we had Mechlalit. You know, we have our own language in Mechlala, which is a very, very funny language, but anybody who knows what it is will know what it is. A Rosh Yeshivat Chevron came into Astor Menachem Avel and he said, Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim and Rav Kuperman many, many more. And he said it with all the achrayos. With all the achrayos. We had Rashi Yeshiva who came and say he was the Gaon Hador in Torah Shebichtav. Gaon Hador in Parshanut HaMikra, in Pshuto Shel Mikra. And we heard that from people who know how to learn. He definitely left his mark, not only on Chinuch Habanos, which was obviously his main achievement in Chinuch, and he changed over the entire world. No school looks the same after Mechlala started. Nothing. Not the Mamlachti Dati, not the Bes Yaakov, nothing. Everything was Baruch Hashem influenced by his great Hashpa'ah. But also the Sfarim that he left, the way he taught us, the way he got it into the brain, he made us work. He made us think. He made us ask questions. Not only spoon feeding, but he always said, you can ask anything you want, but remember what you say Shabbos after davening. Ein ke Elokeinu, ein ke Adoneinu, ein ke Moshiyeinu. Number one, 100% emuna. Then you can say, mi ke Elokeinu, mi ke Adoneinu. You can ask any question you want, as long as you know the basics. The basics is, ein ke Elokeinu. No Bible criticism, no Tanakh begova einayim, which he was mamash allergic to the whole concept. Everything bekdusha, betahara, mamash al taharat hakodesh, and this was so, so special about him. You mentioned how many people he had over for Shabbos and Yontef. And I must tell you, when people came in and told us what he did for them, we said, what? We had few widows of Mechlala that came to Menachem Avel. They said, do you know your father called us every Friday? Yeah. When did he have time? We don't know. Again, when did he have time? Every Friday to call all these women? Do you know that he paid for my son's dentist? No. Do you know that I was an aguna and he paid to free me? Huh? He was, listen, when and where and quietly and with sneers and nobody knew from it. It was like a person after person, and I thought I knew my father because I had a very close relationship with him, but I guess I didn't. My father, like I said, had a wonderful, wonderful sense of humor, which he used to give tochecha every so often. Like one of the ladies had a long, 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 long shetel, which he really didn't like so much. So he said, ah, that's what it says in davening, elu dvarim she'en lahem shi'ur ha'pe'a. She did not wear that shetel anymore, huh? I can tell you that. Then I remember he's saying, how do you know that Avraham Avinu was a gentleman? Because it said, Vayet Ohalo, it's Kri Uchtiv, Vayet Ohala. First, Rashi says on the spot. First, he put on Sarah's Ohel. Okay, but he had his way. I remember a very high officer, Sarah Chinuch, came to visit Mechlana, and my father showed him around. And he was very, very impressed, not a frum person. And he said, Kvod Arav, ani batuach shata meod ge'e בבניינים האלה בקמפוס. My father said, לא. אני גאה בבתים שהתלמידות שלנו בנו, לא בבניינים. And he met the Torah de Cajons that Baruch Hashem, מכללה students, was זוכה to build. He was really, really a very special person. I don't ever remember him being angry. And believe me, we gave him enough reasons to be angry, the kids do. I remember him always, people say he always smiled, he was always happy, always, he had this light, really light in his face, mamash me'or panim. And when we used to walk around what he described as a sour pickle, you know how kids sometimes walk around, he always told us, your face is reshut harabim. Al tihi bor birshut harabim. So this is what I'm saying, he had his way to give you chinuch, to give you mussar, but totally not what we do. And things came in and we really, really internalized it. He used to teach Sefer Breshit. And he started in Parshat Noach. He never started in Breshit. And when I asked him why, he said, למה מתחילים Parshat Noach? כי זה מאוד Noach. You know, things like that. Because, you know, why not? He used to tell the machal girls, one girl, few girls told me, don't look at me in that tone of voice. Oh, yeah, see? You remember that? Okay, oh, yeah, no, okay. And he always said, if I'd only built michlala for this one, for that one, for the other one, that's it. It was worth all the suffering and everything I went through. You have to know that in the Israeli program, we have 10 sisters who went to michlala. And when the 10th one came, and I remember that, it was a big ceremony. 10 sisters from Netivot. Anybody know what Netivot is? To the end of the world, to the left? And he said, when the 10th one came, he said, free tuition for 4 years. And he gave her a certificate. He gave the mother a certificate. And she came to be Menachem Abba with all 10. All 10 of them came. I can't tell you. One is a lawyer, and one is a doctor, one is a CPA, and one is a principal, one is a teacher, and one is a stay-home mother. I mean, exactly what my father visioned. He didn't vision everybody will be the same. Everybody has to do one thing, but all solid, solid, from. Unbelievable. I'm sure he has such nachas. Because my father always say, that Mesilas Yerim said, "Itbaher v'itamet etzel ha'adam, ma chovato be'olamo." Each person has his own tafkid. And each person has to find out what his tafkid and how to do it to the best of his ability as long as he's a Torah Dikah Jew. That was the main thing. You're a Torah Dikah person. He was so angry when he asked a student used to come to him and say, oh, I got engaged. And my father would say, ah, oh, who's a lucky boy? And the student would say, oh, who lomet po? Uh-oh. My father said, I didn't ask you what he's learning. Who is he? Is he a mensch? Because my father was the biggest mensch. And the biggest gentleman ever. Agree? Anybody know? Every time good morning, every time shalom. Everybody will talk to respectfully. He had a chavrusa for 6 years with a janitor of Mechlala, who hardly knew how to read. 6 years. My father will not cancel a chavrusa with him. And this guy worked in Mechlala like $1 million. L'Rav Kuperman is chavruta iti. Who lo yevatel et ze b'shum ofen. Ki ani melamed otar dvarim. אבל הוא למד. הוא למד for 6 years. And the guy was, that's it. He has his life, Baruch Hashem. Anyhow, I think that we shall learn something because my father was a big believer in learning and not so much schmoozing. And what my father taught us, that, and I told you, the last night before he passed away, he prepared a shiur. When I asked him what was his most monumental work, not to mention Mechlala, in terms of what he wrote. So my father wrote on the Sforno, he wrote on the Meshech Chochma. And really, without him, people will not know how to learn the Sforno. And the Levaya, quite a number of people mentioned that when he's coming to Gan Eden, it's party time. Rashi is coming to see him, and the Ramban, and all the Mefrashim are coming to meet my father. It was a beautiful description. But when I asked my father, what was your main contribution to Olam HaTorah in terms of your writing, he told me, Pshuto Shel Mikra. He wrote very, very important Sfarim on the topic of Pshuto Shel Mikra. That was his baby. That was, he spent his life to open Torah Shebichtav to the people, Al Taharat HaKodesh, Mamash Al Taharat HaKodesh. Get it out of Bible criticism and get it away of very shallow learning. And he wrote 3 books about it, which Israelis all have to study. And the Machal, get away with it, because it's a little bit difficult. Now, one of the concepts, everybody has the sheet? Kabbalat Rabbeinu? I think it's a beginning when, yeah, you have it on the desk? Fine. One of the concepts my father wrote about in the first volume of his Sefer, Pshuto Shel Mikra, is Kabbalat Rabbeinu. Kabbalat Rabbeinu is not as known concept as it should be. And I remember my father introducing it to me in a fairly early age. And I really like this topic a lot. And by today, my students are helping me with that also. Kabbalat Rabbeinu is the first cousin of Halakha Lemoshe Misinai. I'm sure you all heard about the concept of Halakha Lemoshe Misinai. Halakha Lemoshe Misinai is a very important part of Torah Shebe'al Peh. This is halachos that have no source whatsoever in Torah Shebichtav. It's 100%, 100% Torah Shebe'al Peh. You cannot learn Halakha Lemoshe Misinai through Yud Gimel Midot, or through Lamed Bet Midot, Shatoran Idrashvim. You just can't. It was transferred from Moshe Misinai until today. Unbelievable. Can you believe it? And almost, except one case, no machloket. That's really not to be believed, talking about Jewish people. But Halakha Moshe Misinai, the Rambam lists the Halakha Moshe Misinai. Not too many of them, but they're very crucial. Hilchot Filin is Halakha Lemoshe Misinai. The mitzvah of tefillin says in the Torah, but the tefillin have to be black and have to be square, etc., etc. It's Halakha Lemoshe Misinai. Hilchot Shechita. Oh, we are all eating meat. Lefi Halakha Lemoshe Misinai. Because it says in the Torah, Vezavachta ka'asher tzivitecha. Shalom. That's the end of Hilchot Shechita. That's it. All the rest, halacha lemoshe misinai. So these are very crucial, and because it's halacha, the Rambam lists them, and we know what they are. The cousin, first cousin, in the story part of the Torah, not the halacha part of the Torah, in the story part of the Torah is Kabbalat Rabbeinu. Kabbalat Rabbeinu is an historical fact that not only is not in the pshat, it many times will contradict the pshat and will have to find a different meaning to the pshat because we must accept this historical fact as a fact, even if the pshat does not agree with it. Okay, so this is Kabbalat Rabotenu, a very interesting concept. It's also called Ha'atakat Rabotenu. What is Ha'ataka? To copy, exactly. Kabbalat Rabotenu, Ha'ataka. Now, it's not Kabbalah. Nothing to do with Torah Hasod at all. Lehefech. It's the pshat of the Ketuv that gets a different meaning. Now, since it's a story part of the Torah, all the Mefarshim agree that there's a concept like that, and we'll see it in a minute. Sometimes they agree, all of them, on certain cases, but sometimes it's a machlokes between certain Mefarshim, is a certain midrash, Kabbalat Rabotenu, and if so, whatever it says, Zehu, or is a certain midrash a regular midrash, and then the pshat can contradict the midrash. You with me? I know it's late at night. Yeah, okay. Now, we're going to see cases that everybody agrees on certain facts, historical facts, that is Kabbalat Rabotenu. And different cases that there is a machlokes, and the title of the shiur today, if you remember, was Nimrod a Tzaddik or a Rasha. So obviously, if I'm saying a Tzaddik or a Rasha, this is one of the cases that we have a machlokes about this idea. But we will see, the Ramban mentioned it, the Ibn Ezra, everybody is using the concept Kabbalat Rabotenu. And sometimes they are not sure if a midrash is Kabbalat Rabotenu or not. And it's very interesting to see that they're saying it. Now again, in Halacha, it's crystal clear. The list is very mesudar. Because in Halacha, nobody will take any chances. You have to know what Halacha is. This is not Halacha. It's a story part of the Torah, and it's remained open, which makes it very, very exciting. My father wrote on his article, I think, 6 or 7 examples. You will see that this booklet has already over 20. Because basically, once you know the principle, and my students get an assignment every year, please find me more Kabbalat Rabotenu. And I just got 3 new ones this year. I didn't even put them in the booklet. It will be next time. It's great because all the Mefarshim are using this concept. So, let's start with our topic of the Shir. Nimrod. Soon I'm going to ask you what your Gananet taught you. The Gananet is the most important person in your education. This is real Girsa de Yankuta. Bemet, Gananet is very, very important. But let's start, if you have a Chumash, and if not, I wrote the Psukim here. V'chush yaladet Nimrod, v'chel liot gibor ba'aretz, v'ya gibor tzayid lifnei Hashem, al ken ya'amer ken Nimrod gibor tzayid lifnei Hashem. A very difficult pasuk. Why is it difficult? Why is it difficult? What's difficult in this pasuk? What do you say? Lo kulam beyachad. What does it say? Why is it difficult? Anybody? Tzadik besedom? You see, it's very repetitive. That's a big problem. A very big problem. Okay. Do you see Gibor Tzayid lifnei Hashem? I'll ask any Jewish mother, what does she hope her son will be? I never heard someone who wants Gibor Tzayid. A Talmid Chacham, a yeshiva, a doctor, a lawyer, not Gibor Tzayid. It's not a Jewish profession. Nachon? What is lifnei Hashem? It's a very difficult pasuk. You see that? Okay, now. So Rashi, let's see what Rashi says. Liot Gibor, lehamrid. מה זה להמריד? What's that? מה זה להמריד? To cause rebellion. כל העולם על הקדוש ברוך הוא והצד דור הפלגה. So how does Rashi interpret the word Gibor? What kind of a Gibor? Is this a physical Gibor? What? No, what is that? What? Nachon. So what kind of a gibor is that? It's a person who's very what? Influential. Nachon. A person who has what? Leadership qualities. He can be a tiny little thing. 4 feet and skinny binny. But he has what? בדיוק. He has a tremendous charisma that he can cause the entire generation to rebel against Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is this the picture you have in Nimrod? A tiny little thing with a big charisma? I don't know. I don't know who was a gananet. Okay. לפני גיבור צייד, צד דעתן של בריאות בפיו. So what is he doing, according to Rashi? What is צד דעתן של בריאות? What is he hunting? The mind. Forget it. So what is Rashi doing here? He's taking the pasuk out of what we thought was what? A pshat, נכון? We thought we were talking about a hunter, right? But what is Rashi saying? Yeah, we're talking about a hunter, but what kind of a hunter? Someone who's hunting people's minds. Nothing to do with animals. Nothing. What caused Rashi to explain this? The fact that what? It's so repetitive. En gibor tzayid lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem mitkaven lehaknito al pana. What is haknito? He goes against Hashem. Okay, so what's the picture Rashi is painting here of Nimrod? What? Asha. Very negative picture, nachon? Is this what your ganene told you? Yeah? Mine too. That was a good ganene. All the gananot learned Rashi. Nachon? Nachon, that's what we learned? Right? Yes, no? Okay. Let's see the Ibn Ezra. אל תבקש טעם לכל השמות אם לא נכתב. Oh, declarate sins of independence. What is Ibn Ezra says? What is the word Nimrod to rebel, right? But what is Ibn Ezra saying? If the Torah did not explain to you specifically that this is the meaning of the name, like the Torah did in Reuven, in Shimon, in Levi, Nachon? Remember that? The Torah does say, Al ken kara shmo ki taran 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 taran. If the Torah doesn't say it, and it doesn't say it here, do not assume that it's talking about what? Rebellion. So do not. Otherwise, Rashi is right. Vehu echel, now let's pay attention. Vehu echel arot gvurot bnei adam al hachayot. So what is Ibn Ezra saying? What is he talking about? What kind of a hunter is that? Animals. Okay. Ki haya gibor tzayid. וטעם לפני השם שהיה בונה מזבחות ומעלה אותם החיות עולה להשם. Okay. What kind of picture is that? צדיק יסוד עולם. ממש צדיק יסוד עולם. No joke. What is he doing, this guy, every day? Hunting animals, and then what? מביא קורבן עולה. הרי קורבן עולה is what? לא נשאר לאדם כלום, נכון? קורבן עולה עולה כליל להשם. Are you with me? So what kind of a person is that? צדיק. Positive. So if I will stop teaching here, and I will ask you, מה נקודת המחלוקת? My father always used to answer. Between Rashi and Ibn Ezra. What will you tell me? Ma nekudat o nekudot amachloket ben Rashi ibn Ezra. Anybody? Ma nekudat amachloket o nekudot amachloket. Ma? Nachon. Is he a good person or a bad person? What else? What is bidiyuk? Nachon. What is gibor tzayid? Nachon. Okay. There's a lot of nekudot machloket. Now comes the Ramban. And that's the point that we want to make. Pay attention. Vaya gibor tzayid lifnei Hashem. The Ramban starts with being Rashi, bringing Rashi. Okay, the first two lines, Lashon Rashi. Vechen dat rabotenu, meaning Rashi took it from Chazal like he did 99% of the time. When Rashi does not take from Chazal, we have to ask what happened. Rabbi Avraham, who's Rabbi Avraham? Yafeh. פרש הפך העניין על דרך פשוטו, exactly what we saw. And I is telling you the Ibn Ezra. And now let's go to the line before the last. ואין דבריו נראים. What is ואין דבריו נראים? I'm not accepting his שיטה. Who's שיטה? Okay. והנה הוא מצדיק רשע, Now, he's not saying his perush doesn't fit with the words. He doesn't say his perush is not syntactically correct. He's not saying there's a problem with grammar, like usually he says, the Rambam. Ki rabotenu yad'u risho ba'kabbalah. What is Rambam saying? What is Rambam saying? The Midrash that Rashi brought. The Kabbalat Rabotenu. It's not a regular Midrash. Meaning, according to the Ramban's Bes Midrash, the tradition that he had, the Mesorah that the Ramban had, this is one of the cases that, zehu, it's Kabbalat Rabotenu. According to the Pshat, Ibn Ezra can fit or not fit. Fits beautifully. Ramban agrees. What's his problem? According to the Ramban Mesorah, this is Kabbalat Rabotenu, and Ibn Ezra, you cannot say what you said. So what's the machlokes between, according to this, what's the machlokes now between Ramban and Ibn Ezra? Is this a regular midrash? Or Kabbalat Rabotenu? Are you with me? Okay. So that's an interesting one. Now let's take something that we all agree. Tarich Matan Torah. Does it say in the Torah, when did they get the Torah? Yes, no? So I'll tell you no. The most important event in Jewish history, most important event, more important than Yetziat Mitzrayim, does not say exactly the date. Doesn't. Isn't it interesting? Yes. I'm not going to discuss this point now, but something to think about. Shmot Perek Yutet. Let's see what we know about the dates of Matan Torah. You know when Shavuos is, right? When is Shavuos? Tav Sivan. Okay. B'chodesh ha-shlishi, letzed v'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim, b'yom hazeh ba'o midbar Sinai. What is b'chodesh ha-shlishi? What is b'chodesh ha-shlishi? Eze chodesh zeh? Sivan. So we know at least that what? That it's on Chodesh Sivan. Seder? Nachon? We know that. Fine. V'yisum erefidim v'avomit ba'sinai. Moshe ala ala elokim v'yikra ala v'shem minahar. Anything about dates? Nothing. Next. I'm just looking. Here we go. V'yomer Hashem el Moshe. Lechel ha'am v'kidashtem ha'yom u'machar v'kipsu simlotam v'yiyu nechonim l'yom ha'shlishi. כי ביום השלישי ירד השם לעיני כל העם על הר סיני. So, okay, ברוך השם, another piece of the puzzle. What's another piece of the puzzle? Something about what? היום השלישי. What is היום השלישי? When היום השלישי? Moshe is going upstairs, Moshe is coming down. שלושת ימי הגבלה. Do we have any key when in Sivan it is? נכון? Nothing. You don't believe me? Go home and look at the perek. Nothing there. The only thing we know is what? Sivan ומשהו עם שלושה ימים. Amazing. יציאת מצרים, we know exactly when it is. And now let's see what the Ibn Ezra is saying and everybody else agrees. פרש רבי משה נכון, number two. שהוא ראש חודש, כלומר ביום הזה בא מדבר סיני, when in Sivan did you come to מדבר סיני? ראש חודש סיבן. כמו מחר חודש והזכיר הכתוב זה, כי אחר ימים מועטים ליום חנותם היה מתן תורה. אולי, ספקולציות. אולי יום אחד עלה אל השם ודיבר עם בני ישראל, וביום השלישי לחודש עלה פעם אחרת להשיב אל השם את דברי העם. ושם נאמר לו כי ביום השלישי יהיה מתן תורה. What is the Ibn Ezra saying? Based on the pshat, I do not know when they got the Torah. וכל זה מדרך הסברה. מיני רק אצי וואט. ג' ד' ה' ו' ת' י' ב' whatever. כי על הקבלה נסמוך שבשישה בסיוון ניתנה תורה. What is Ibn Ezra saying? According to the pshat, it can be what? Many different dates. נכון? But how can we all know it's וו סיוון? קבלת רבותינו, בלי מחלוקת on this one. okay, קבלת רבותינו בלי מחלוקת, which is really, really very interesting. So this one is without מחלוקת. Okay, let's continue to the next page. I'll go back later, if I have time. Let's see another one without מחלוקת, and even more crucial. How long were Bnei Israel in Mitzrayim? Number 7. How long were Bnei Israel in Mitzrayim? How many years? What's that? 210, right? Where does it say that? Nowhere. יש מדרש על המילה רדו. מה כתוב בתורה? How many years will they be in Mitzrayim? פעם אחת 400. פעם אחת what? 430. אבל לא כתוב באף מקום what? 210. Meaning? 210. אבל בפשט מה כתוב? 400 או 430. Is that amazing? נכון? לפי הפשט what? כי גר יהיה זרחה בארץ לא להם ועבדו ועינו אותם 400 שנה. Okay, so look at Ibn Ezra here. Ibn Ezra Katzar. I don't have time to explain what it is, but An Chomeshmot, you have two perushim of the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra Aruch, Ibn Ezra Katzar. Okay? V'anachnu neda be'emet, ki lo amdu Yisrael v'mitzrayim, miyom redet Yaakov at seitam ze ha-mispar, ve'lo erce la'arich, ki ma she'etiku lanu chachameinu. שגלות מצרים הייתה 210 שנים, כן הוא. ודי לנו העתקתם, כי היא הראיה הגמורה. That's incredible. What is Ibn Ezra saying? If we have a קבלת רבותינו, I do not have to prove it. This is the proof. If we have קבלת רבותינו, זהו. You don't have to look for anything further. So Baruch Hashem, we all know because of Redu, 210, שהם היו במצרים, what? 210, and then what are all the Mefarshim doing? What are they trying to do? So what am I doing with what? With 400? And 430. So they're going to bend the Pshat in different ways. זה מתחיל מהקדת יצחק, זה מתחיל מברית בין הפטרים, in order to what? To work it out, because קבלת רבותינו is a given, and you cannot move. Chazal shekabalat rabotenu e efshar lachlok. There are 3 pages Ramban there and 3 pages Ibn Ezra. Trying to what? Working those numbers that are contradicting what? Kabalat rabotenu. Okay? Now, let's look at number 8. This is a very interesting one. Did you hear about Kivshana Esh? Huh? Gananet, what did Gananet say? You have a good Gananet? I love Kivshana Esh. All my grandchildren give me pictures with little Abraham there and the fire. It's on my refrigerator. Every year, a different grandson or granddaughter. I guess all the Gananot learned the same thing. Okay? But it's really, really interesting. And let's see what happens here between Ramban, and it's also the Ramban, and the Ibn Ezra. You know that Avraham Avinu had 10 Nisyonot, and we're trying to count them and see what they are. Okay, so Rashi brings the Midrash Agada. V'yamot Haran al pnei terach aviv be'eretz moladeto be'ur kasdim. Yesh shomrim shal yedei aviv met, shekibel terach al Avraham bno lifnei Nimrod, shekabal terach al Avraham bno lifnei Nimrod, shalcho lekivshan ha'esh. V'haran yoshev ואומר בליבו, אם Avraham נוצח, אני משלו. Remember that? ואם נמרוד נוצח, אני משלו. Okay? That's the midrash that Rashi brings. Ibn Ezra and the Rambam saying that it didn't happen. לא היה אברהם אבינו באור כסדים. They are not apikorsim. But the Rambam and the Ibn Ezra are saying that the story did not happen. So what are they doing with the Midrash? The Midrash says, Shezarku to lekivshan ha'esh. So the Rambam and the Ibn Ezra are explaining the Midrash as an idea, as a philosophy, as a thought that Avram had a lot of arguments with the people in his generation as if he was what? in Kivshan Ha'esh. But the nice pictures my grandchildren are drawing, no, did not happen. Ramban and Ibn Ezra. The Ramban. והעניין שקיבלו רבותינו בזה הוא האמת. What is the Ramban saying? כבשן האש? קבלת רבותינו. ואני מבאר אותו. And now look at this great sentence, I love it. ואל יפתה אותך רבי אברהם בקושיותיו. What is that? What is ואל יפתה אותך רבי אברהם בקושיותיו. What is that? What is לפתות? To persuade you. כלומר, what is there? What is Ibn Ezra saying? זה לא כתוב, זה לא היה. Ramban says what? I'll take care of that. Don't let Ibn Ezra what? Persuade you. I'll tell you what's going on. Because this is what? קבלת רבותינו. So again, what is the machloket and kivshan ha'esh between Ramban and Ibn Ezra or Ramban and Rambam? Is it a regular midrash? And then what? Ibn Ezra sheta that it didn't happen is 100% valid? Or what? Kabbalat Avoteinu? So goodbye. You cannot say it. Are you with me? Okay? So you can add it to the machlokot between Ramban and Ibn Ezra, and there are a lot of them. I want to go to number 6. You'll see how the Ganenet is very important. How old was Yitzchak in Akedat Yitzchak? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? How old was Yitzchak? Not like the picture that, what's his name, drew of the Akedah. I'm blanking out, I remember. So, what?
Michelangelo?
Right. So he draws a little kid, okay, that his father is dragging him with a nice, long, 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 big knife. A 3-year-old kid, maybe, if you look at the picture. Nice picture, nothing to do with the Akedah. How old was he in the Akedah? 37, nachon? Nachon. According to Rashi, 37. Rashi brings it. And he proves it. Ibn Ezra. רבותינו זל אמרו שהיה יצחק אשר נעקד בן 37 שנים. ואם דברי קבלה נקבל. What's going on here? Look at Ibn Ezra. What is he saying? I'm not sure. I don't have a clear tradition about this midrash. If it will be proven at the end that this midrash is קבלת רבותינו, so how old was Yitzchak in Akedah? 37. But look, I don't know if you're realizing the godless of this. Ibn Ezra is gedol mefarshei hapshat. Nachon? Ibn Ezra and Rashbam. And these are pshat 1,000%. And they are bending down and are willing to change the perush if a midrash is kabbalat rabotenu. Are you with me? Do you understand the significance? And do you see the Rishonim canceling everything and say, Kabbalat Rabbeinu, that's it, we're not moving. This is Chazal. This is the Koach of Chazal. So Ibn Ezra says, I'm not sure because I don't have a clear Kabbalah. ומדרך הסברה, אין זה נכון. Meaning, if it's a regular Midrash, according to the Pshat, לא מקבל. Why? And this is very interesting. Pay attention. Tell me what kind of an argument is that? שהיה ראוי שתהיה צדקת יצחק גלויה ויהיה שכרו כפול משכר אביו שמסר עצמו לשחיטה ואין בה כתוב מאומה על יצחק. What is that? What is that? Why he thinks this is not correct that he was 37 and he has to be much younger? What is he saying here? It's a tremendous taina, but what kind of a taina is that? What is that? What is he talking about? Anybody? If Yitzchak is 37, He's a way mature adult. He did not get a nevuah. He has to believe what? His father, who got a nevuah, after he got a nevuah many years before, ki b'Yitzchak ikare lecha zera. This is an unbelievable test to Yitzchak's nevuah, to Yitzchak's belief in Avraham Avinu. If he's 37, he's an old person. And what is Ibn Ezra Pashtan, what is he saying? I read the whole Akedah 55 times. I read the story, and what don't I see? Anything but Yitzchak. Yitzchak is so menor, he's hardly there. Avraham is doing the whole thing, huh? And what is Ibn Ezra saying? It doesn't make sense. If Yitzchak is 37, the Torah has to give him what? Some space, some credibility. Nothing. Avraham is the person. Again, according to the Pshat, it's something that bothers him terribly. So if it's Kabbalat Raboteinu, en malasot. But if not, he wants to say that he's much younger. And he has a whole shita here. Okay? Do you see here what's going on? Okay, let's continue. Now you see all these examples. Okay, fine. Let's do in the next page, Vakasha. Okay, let's do number 9. ביום החודש הראשון, באחד לחודש, תקים את משכן אוהל מועד. What is החודש הראשון? ניסן, באחד לחודש, ראש חודש. אבן עזרא, והנה זה המשכן הראשון, הקימו ביום אחד לחודש הראשון. Now pay attention, now we have a history class. והחלו לבנות הבית הראשון, שהוא המשכן השני, בחודש השני, שהוא אייר בשני לחודש. Isn't it beautiful? You see what he's doing here? Okay, you see that? He's playing with the dates. ובתלמודנו כתוב, כי ביום חמישי יצאו ישראל ממצרים. ואם הוא דרך קבלה, נקבל. ואם הוא דרך סברה, לפני יום חמישי יצאו. What is doing here? And again, look at that. We're talking about historical facts. What is Ibn Ezra dealing with? When did they go out from Mitzrayim? Because according to his cheshbon, there's no way they left on Thursday. And he's going through many, many proofs. But again, im kabbalat raboteinu nekabel. I think this generation has to learn how to mevatel ourselves to Chazal. But look how the mefarshim are doing it. Let's do another Ibn Ezra. And 14, I also want to do some Navi, because the Kabbalat Raboteinu, believe it or not, is not only in the Chumash, is also a Nevi'im. Ibn Ezra Aruch, Ve'atzei Shittim. What did they use Atzei Shittim for? מה זה? למשכן, נכון? Okay, now you know that all the Mefarshim want to know how did Bnei Israel have Atzei Shittim. מה הגננת אמרה? בדיוק. אתה לכולכם גננת טובה, היא למדה במכללה. יש מקדמוננו שאמרו, הנה, here we are, שיעקב אבינו נטעם, וישראל הוציאה ממצרים במצוות משה, נכון? במדבר? והראיה, וכל אשר נמצא איתו, כמו התחלת והרגמן, okay, he says, not only it seemed, they had everything they needed for the Mishkan. ויש לי תמוע. למה נאמר אשר נמצא איתו לצרכו? ואם אמרנו כן, למה הוציאו עצי שיטים? כי מה צורך יש להם? ועוד, הנה המצרים חושבים, כי לסבוח הם הולכים. ואחר כך ישובו, ועל כאן ישאלו. ואיך יוציאו קרשים רבים, אורך כל אחד מהם 10 עמות ובריחים. והם עברו על מצרים מקום המלוכה, ומה הייתה תשובה לשאוליהם? למה יוליכו עצי שיטים, והם הולכים לסבוח דרך 3 ימים? והנה, לא יודע, מה הוא אומר? מה אבן עזרא אומר? Now look at him, גדול הפשט. He is practical as they come. מה אומר אבן עזרא? I don't get this. מה אבן עזרא אמרו? אנחנו הולכים לשלושה ימים. Who is going for 3 days schlepping those long, 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 heavy, I'd say, שיטים? You are asking for trouble. And it's not one of them. There are many, 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 many of them. Even as it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. Practically, it doesn't make sense. תחלת וארגמן, the colors, okay. אבל את זה שיטים לזחוב? Now here we go. אם קבלה הייתה ביד אבותינו שממצרים הוציאום, גם אנחנו נסור אל משמעתם. What is Ibn Ezra saying? Forget everything I said. אם זה קבלת אבותינו, there's nothing I can say. Do you see that? ואם סברה היא, meaning if it's a regular midrash, יש לבקש דרך אחרת, according to the פשט. And what is he suggesting? ונאמר, כי היה סמוך אל הר סיני, יער עצי שיטים. יכול להיות. ובבואם שם אמר להם ששם התעכבו הרבה, ואין עליהם ענן קשה ברשתי. אז עשה כל אחד סוכה. Do you remember the סוכות that בני ישראל had in the midbar? What did you learn in גננת? מה זה הסוכות? ענני הכבוד. What does Ibn Ezra say? Real Sukkot. People went and what? Cut wood. ועשו לעצמה. Sukkot. Okay, so pay attention. What does Ibn Ezra say? He rather say that what? He rather say that what? שזה לא עצים שיצאו ממצרים. You see that? למה? Because all the stories. He rather say שהיה שם יער, and it can be. In the pshat, it's much easier, except what? He is not sure if what? If זה קבלת אבותינו. He's not sure. Now, Ibn Ezra הקצר, that say שיטי. Now I want you to see, you're going to have a heart attack, לא נורא. יש אומרים, שמהמדבר קרטום. Who said that a second ago? Ibn Ezra. יש אומרים. והנכון בעיניי שהוציאו ממצרים. Is it amazing? What do you see here? What is that? Well, what did he do with Ibn Ezra? What did Ibn Ezra do here? Contradicts himself. He's saying the exact opposite. Perish. And therefore I'm saying, and I don't have time to really go into it, in Chomeshmot, Ibn Ezra Aruch, Ibn Ezra Katzar, is party time. It's really party time. Because this is only an example what's going on. Okay, he wrote 2 Perushim and that Chomesh. And he has no problem with contradicting himself. That's interesting, no? But not today, maybe a different time. Let's do one more from the Navi. דגמה 16. זוכרים את מלחמת יריחו? How was it? How was the tour? How did it go? מלחמת יריחו. איך עשו את מלחמת יריחו? מה עשו שם? נכון, סובבו את העיר. Remember? One day. One time. Each day. Except what? And the last day. The 7th day what? 7 פעמים. Right? And then the blow. The blow the שופרות. וכו' וכו'. And then what? יריחו קולאפסט. אוקיי, let's see. בסבותם תאיר כאנשי מחמה ששת עמים, ואומר שביעית תסבות תאיר שבע פעמים. הרדק. ויסב ארון השם את העיר. ארון השם יקיף את העיר פעם אחת. וזה היה ביום ראשון וראשון לימי השבוע. כך קיבלו חזל. Here we go. אין הזה מחלוקת. רשי says that, הרלבק says that, הרדק says that, אין הזה מחלוקת. כי ביום זין שנלכדה יריחו, יום שבת היה. ואף על פי שהרגו ושרפו בשבת, מי שציווה על השבת, ציווה לחלל את השבת. What is the Radak coping with here? What is his problem? What does he rather say according to the Pshat? שזה לא ערב שבת. He rather say that they circled the city one time, also what? On Shabbos, with minimum chilul Shabbos, or maybe not at all. Based on Chazal of Kabbalat Rabotenu, there is no machloket on this one. What happened? Chilul Shabbat shel kol Am Yisrael v'Shabbat arishona be'eretz Yisrael. Isn't it horrific? But what is the Radak saying? What is he saying? מי שציווה על השבת, ציווה מה? לחלל את השבת? Or like they say in Israel, למה? ככה. No, this is like mind-boggling. And the Radak has no explanation why Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that the first war in Eretz Israel will be through a major chilul Shabbat. Isn't it mind-boggling? But it's Kabbalat Rabotenu. אין מה לעשות. You're stuck. זה קבלת רבותינו, זה קבלת רבותינו. I hope the concept is a little bit clearer now. There's many more examples here. You can go over it when you have time. Thank you so much for coming.